So you could do the application yourself, but you're going to go over here for a fingerprint, over there for a doctor.
There are more than 30 appointments scheduled for a small waiting room on a recent Saturday. Gabrielle High drove nearly 2 hours to get here. She's an Army veteran and suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, which often means sleep deprivation, frequent panic attacks, and avoiding large crowds.
Traveling, cities, IKEA, large grocery stores, holidays. We stay in on the weekends because I can't go out. Even a Target on a Saturday I avoid.
Like the other patients here, Hyde sees medical marijuana as a good option for her. Under Illinois' pilot program, a doctor has to certify that a patient has at least one of the 40 conditions that qualifies for medical cannabis. And advocacy groups say too many doctors refuse to do that. That's where Caprice Sweat comes in. She's the CEO of Medical Cannabis Outreach and organized this mobile clinic. The group connects hopeful patients with doctors who will work with them. Sweat suffers from Crohn's disease, and the former Colorado resident says cannabis helps, but she says she lied about her use for years.
When I came back to Illinois a few years ago and the law was starting up here, I said to myself, I'm going to, you know, my kids were grown, and I said, I'm going to jump into this. I really want to help people after what I'd been through, all the humiliation, the embarrassment, the stigma, the family members that wouldn't speak to me.
Right now, state public health officials say there are about 20,000 medical cannabis patients in Illinois. Sweat says many more are interested. So she holds events a couple times a month, helping patients whose current doctors refuse to. One of the doctors who is helping patients with that certification process is Dr. Mauricio Consulter. He regularly makes the trip from Chicago to mobile clinics downstate, like this one. His experience with medical marijuana goes back to before Illinois' medical cannabis pilot program, when he worked with cancer patients in hospice care whose families purchased the drug for them illegally.
And they're going through chemotherapy with much less pain, anxiety, and the side effects from chemotherapy. So when it became legal, I had the patient base already who needed the medical cannabis. And I started getting involved, and the patients advertise to patients, and that's how it happens.
Lawmakers have taken steps to bring more patients into the program. Last year, they changed the registration process so doctors only have to certify that a patient has a qualifying condition. They don't have to recommend or prescribe the drug. Sweat says because of the stigma that still exists among many physicians, that's not enough. House Democrat Lou Lang of Skokie, who sponsored the original measure, compares this process to the note a child needs from a doctor returning to school after being sick.
There's no reason why they shouldn't be signing these forms simply because they're for the cannabis program. I don't see where it's the doctor's business, frankly, what the patient is doing with the form. This is their form, their disease, and all they're asking the doctor to do is say, my patient has AIDS, my patient has cancer, whatever it might be.
Advocates also call the state's medical cannabis law one of the most restrictive in the nation, requiring multiple visits with a doctor and a criminal background check with fingerprints before the medical cannabis ID card is issued.
So if you guys get your fingerprints then, I'll set this aside.
Even with those requirements, hopeful patients like Gabrielle Hyde at the mobile clinic in Shelbyville say they're optimistic this visit with the doctor eventually leads to the ID card they'll need to buy the drug.
I feel pretty confident that everything will be fine because I have, by textbook definitions, by Illinois, everything that I need to apply.
Meanwhile, Medical Cannabis Outreach CEO Caprice Sweat says she's planning second visits for the Shelbyville Clinic in June for the 30-plus people who are hoping to register. She expects they'll have their medical cannabis cards from the state by then and can begin working with a doctor to find out what form of treatment might work best. I'm Jeff Bossert.